Well, I'm rather surprised that I have this much time at my disposal.
ผมรู้สึกว่ามีความชื่นชมยินดีที่เรามีเวลามากสำหรับสอนพระคัมภีร
์ This is one time and at one place where I'm given so much time to speak to you.
และที่นี่พี่น้องมอบเวลามากให้เราสอนพระคัมภีร์และพูดกับท่าน
I hope I do not make you feel tired sitting down too long. We will still keep the time as far as we can and finish what we need to do because tomorrow is the Lord's Day.
และเราจะปรับเวลาและจะพยายามให้คำสอนสำเร็จเพื่อว่าพรุ่งนี้เป็นวันขององค์พระผู้เป็นเจ้า
It is important that we prepare ourselves for the Lord's Day to meet our Lord at the Lord's Supper tomorrow morning.
และเราควรจะเตรียมตัวไว้เพื่อจะพบพระเยซูในสิมหาสนิทพรุ่งนี้เช้า
I understand some of you I will not see, although some of youI will see over in Buffalo.
ก็รู้สึกว่าบางท่านอาจจะไม่พบในทุ่งเช้าแต่บางท่านจะพบที่ป่าก่
อ To those I will not be seeing again, I want to seize the opportunity on behalf of my wife and myself to say thank you for the sweet fellowship we have had together.
และสำหรับพี่น้องที่จะไม่พบทุ่งเช้าอยากจะบอกว่าขอบคุณมากที่ท่านสมัครที่ทำกับข้าพระองค์และภรรยาเราก็ได้รับพระพร
It's nice to be back with you. Yesterday night I met a sister who told me and she could remember that I was back here 17 years ago.
เมื่อคืนได้เจอกับสตรีคนหนึ่งและเขาบอกว่าท่านมา17ปีที่แล้ว
Because at that time when I was here 17 years ago, she was pregnant.
Oh, เขาจำได้เพราะ17ปีที่แล้วเธอก็ตั้งครรภ
์ And I told her, "Do not worry, you have a son."
และผมบอกเขาว่าไม่ต้องกลัวจะคลอดบุตรชาย
And true enough, she had the son, and she showed me the son yesterday.
และที่แท้จริงคลอดบุตรเป็นชายแต่เมื่อวานเอาผ้ามาให้ผมดู
So I'm very, very happy that I could see her and the son after all these 17 years.
Oh, มีความชื่นชมได้พบกับท่านและลูกชายโอ้นานแล้ว17ปีไม่เจอกันคืนนี้เรารู้ว่าท่านเป็นผู้แพ้ก่อน But didn't you realize you were the prophet? Prophesying about children?
Well, with the Lord's grace, I shall be. Anyway, I give you another prophecy. I'm not sure whether I will see you again in 17 years' time.
ไม่มีความแน่ใจว่าจะพบอีกครั้งหนึ่งภายในอีก17ปี
But I shall give you this prophecy that in 17 years' time, if I do not see you here, I will see you up there.
แต่เรามีความหวังว่าและพยาบาลว่าถ้าไม่เจอกันที่นี่จะเจอกันที่นู่น
Amen.
Amen. I amen to you as well.
Amen.
So, my wife and I very happy that we are back here and meet some well old friends and new friends again. And this morning we had the opportunity to see two people being baptized again. It was an international baptism because there was one from China and the one from Australia being baptized there.
เป็นพิธีบัพติศมาอินเตอร์ครับมีคนหนึ่งจากเมืองจีนคนหนึ่งจากออสเตรเลีย
It was very very encouraging indeed to see these two going through the waters of baptism in the sea.
และเป็นที่หนุนใจเราเมื่อเราเห็นทั้งสองคนรับศีลบัพติศมา
Right. Before I'm taken up with all these extra things, I think it's time that we should go into our study. So we shall continue our study on the creatures at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us come in. We will learn about the creatures that are around the world. My own can of these.
Yesterday we were dealing with the lamb that was slain.
เมื่อคืนเราได้เรียนเรื่องลูกแกะที่ต้องถูกฆ่า
And we heard the very prophecy of John the Baptist as he was baptizing his followers in River Jordan. Behold the Lamb of God, for it taketh away the sin of the world.
และยอมที่ให้บัพติศมาได้กล่าวว่าดูเถิดลูกแกะของพระเจ้าผู้ที่จะเอาบาปของโลกไป
And we saw how the Lamb was actually pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ who fulfilled the Lamb at the Passover.
และเราก็เห็นว่าลูกแกะของปัสคาเป็นแบบอย่างพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้า
So the lamb that was slain was the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and that was the first creature so to speak that was at the cross
และพระเยซูทรงเป็นลูกแกะที่ต้องตายบนไม้กางเขนและลูกแกะเป็นสัตว์ตัวแรกที่เราได้พบที่ไม้กางเขน
And we shall we look also at another creature that was at the cross. We were taken to the Day of Atonement where two goats were chosen. One was known as the Lord's goat and the other the scapegoat. The Lord's goat was sacrificed and the blood was shed and the blood was used to sprinkle on the mercy seat in the Holy of Holies. The scapegoat was set free and let go in the wilderness never to return anymore.
และลูกแกะตัวที่สองจะพาเอาไปที่ทิ้งทั่วกระดานแล้วก็ปล่อยแล้วก็มองไม่เห็นอีกครั้งหนึ่ง
These two goats were actually the picture of one victim dying for the sacrifice for a sin offering
และทั้งสองตัวก็เล็งถึงตัวหนึ่งตายเพื่อเป็นเครื่องบูชาของพระเจ้าของพระบาท
It needs two goats to show the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, don't try pack 2 goats to show that Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead on the third day.
The dead goat would show the Lord Jesus Christ dying for us, and the live goat would show the Lord Jesus Christ bearing our sins on the cross at Calvary, and then forgiving us for our sins to remember the sins no more. For today, we are going to study the dogs that were silenced. I'm wondering if any of you here would know that there were dogs at the cross of Jesus Christ. Or for all that you know,Do you know that there are dogs in the Bible that we could use to illustrate the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? We shall see these dogs that would be silenced at the cross of Christ. This evening at dinner, I just learned that there was a dog in my presence. And this dog is standing beside me now. This is Peter, the name is Peter the dog.
Peter the dog.
Because he was born in the year of the dog. And today we are going to talk about the dogs and the bulls. And tonight we are going to have the dog and the bull standing in front of you. This is the dog, this is the bull. So, what a nice night to, for us to talk about these two creatures at the cross. Alright, let us go on so that we will not delay you in the study of the dogs that were silenced. These dogs are fierce, but the dog here is a very tame dog. Yes, we shall study the bulls, the lions, and the dogs that surrounded the cross. After we had studied the dogs that were silenced at the cross. And tomorrow, those of you who have the privilege to go to Bacolod, then you will be able to listen to me speaking on the fish that swam. And we shall go on to the bird that soared. So these are interesting creatures at the cross that we are going to study during these 3 days. Let us therefore start off the dogs that were silenced. And you wonder where you have the dogs mentioned in the Bible that were silenced in this way. It is connected with the Passover that we studied last night. I led my brother Peter to read about these dogs in Exodus chapter 11 and verse 7. Tonight we are going to look at the scriptures, so have your Bibles ready and open. So I let my brother read now. Exodus 11:7, and pay attention to the dogs there.
ไฟคนหรือสัตว์ของชนชาติอิสราเอลทั้งปวงจะไม่มีแม้แต่เสียงสุนัขโหเพื่อให้ทราบว่าพระเจ้าทรงทำต่อชาวอียิปต์ตามกับชนชาติอิสราเอล
So you have the dog silence in the scripture there?
Yes.
What does not your the Bible say about the dogs there?
และในข้อนี้พระคัมภีร์ว่าอะไรบ้างหมา
Now this is a very strange phenomenon.That is taking place. Now, in Exodus chapter 11, verse 4, God had told Moses to tell the people of Israel that he would come at midnight to destroy the firstborn in Egypt. You remember last night we talked about the 10 plagues, 10 judgments. Now, when it came to the 10th judgment, God said, all the firstborn in Egypt, of the children of the people there, as well as of the firstborn of beasts, would be killed.
ที่บทที่สิบนั้นพระเจ้าบอกว่าผู้โทมีของคนและสัตว์ในอียิปต์จะต้องตายในคืนวันนั้น
Would you think that God was very cruel to kill his firstborn?
แล้วคิดในใจว่าพระเจ้าทำอย่างนี้ไม่มีความรัก
They were only the firstborn of the sons and firstborn of the animals that were killed.
เป็นผู้โทมีชายลูกชายและของสัตว์ด้วย
But if you read chapter 12 and verse 12, you'll find that there was another important reason why God killed the firstborn. This judgment was not against the firstborn of Egypt only. It was in actual fact against the deities or the gods of Egypt.The Egyptians prayed to many gods. They had gods for all things and for all kinds. And here at stake was the god of pregnancy. The god of love. The god of reproduction. With this judgment, God was challenging these gods and see whether these gods of the Egyptians could do anything when he would destroy the firstborn. If their gods were so great, then these their gods could stop God from destroying all the firstborn in Egypt. Remember, I said the firstborn in Egypt, all those of the east of Israel living in Goshen, none of them was slain. God could slay the firstborn in Egypt under the protection of the gods in Egypt. But the gods of Egypt could not slay the firstborn in Israel under the protection of God. And when this phenomenon was taking place that night, what happened? God said, chapter 11, verse 7, the dogs in Israel would not bark. The dogs in Egypt would bark and howl and make a lot of noise. So when God went to destroy all those house, the inhabitants of the houses without the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, all the dogs in Egypt would bark. But the dogs in Israel were silenced. So when the firstborn of men and of animals died in Egypt, the dogs in Israel were silenced. They were quiet. Thank you. All right. The dogs in Egypt, in Israel, were silenced. Now that's strange. Here you have two groups of people staying almost together, side by side, and yet the dogs in one area were silent and the dogs in the other area were barking. You would expect the dogs to bark, to howl, to make a lot of noise because there were a lot of deaths in Egypt. The children of Israel, the children of Egypt, firstborn, all died. The beasts, the animals, firstborn, all died. And the animals, the little dogs are dogs. They would howl and howl and bark. But the dogs in Israel were silenced. This was definitely showing and demonstrating the power of God and a sign that it was God's judgment. Can you imagine? In one area, the dogs were barking, and another area, the dogs were silent.
Hand,
Those of you who have seen dogs and how they behave would know that if one dog starts to bark, all the other dogs will soon follow. But here were dogs barking and howling because of the supernatural and unnatural deaths of their friends, the canines, the firstborn, and peep, and then sons that were born, firstborn, all dying. And yet, these other dogs, their brothers and their sisters, kept quiet. These dogs in Egypt, they would howl, and their gods could not control the deaths of the firstborn in Egypt. This is another supernatural phenomenon happening at the Passover. Apart from the lamb that was slain that we heard about and saw last night. Now, this phenomenon of the dogs in Israel silent and the dogs in Egypt barking would be a sign that indeed God was in control. There was God, and their gods could not do anything. Now let us remember this. Yesterday we heard about God giving Pharaoh opportunity after opportunity to repent. He gave them 9 judgments to free Israel from Egypt. Every time when Pharaoh was afraid, he said the people could go. Then when the judgment was lifted, he changed his mind and he stopped the people from going out. This would be the 10th judgment, and there would be no more warning, no more opportunity to repent. They would be judged. I'm not sure how many of you have ever faced the judgment of God. Perhaps in a very little way you have had this experience in the past few days, few months, few years. God is giving you an opportunity to repent, to come to Him. But if you don't, a final judgment will come when there will be no more repentance. So this would be the 10th judgment when the firstborn son of every human being and the firstborn male of every beast will be slain. So this would be the last judgment from God upon the people of Egypt. I want to emphasize that when all these 9 other judgments that took place in Egypt, none of them fell in Israel. Now, the people in Egypt, the firstborn would die and the parents would cry.
และเมื่อคุณพ่อปีตายเสียแล้วพ่อแม่ต้องร้องไห
้ And the gods of Israel out of Egypt could not do anything.
และพระของอียิปต์ช่วยไม่ได
้ The Passover with the lamb slain and his blood shed and the blood sprinkled upon the three doorposts of the house would be God's way of redeeming his people.
และสำหรับชนชาติอิสราเอลลูกแก่ที่ต้องตายและเลือดของลูกแก่ที่ทานาบ้านและคนบ้านนั้นเป็นอย่างที่พระเจ้าทรงช่วยให้ชนชาติอิสราเอลรอดและออกจากอียิปต
์ If you have the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleaning your sins all away then you will be safe
และถ้าเรามีพระบริสุทธิ์ของพระเยซูลบล้างบาปของเรา
The Lord will pass over your life, and no judgment will ever fall upon you.
Let us know you die. พระองค์ของพระเยซูเราจะไม่รับการลงโทษจากพระเจ้าพระองค์จะพาเราไป
Now we come to the dogs that surrounded the cross.
Let สุนัขที่อยู่รอบไม่ลงแขน
If you have your Bible, I would like you to look at Psalm chapter 22.
ถ้ามีพระคัมภีร์เปิดสารุปบทที่22
The word dogs is mentioned twice in this psalm. In verse 16 and verse
20.
Dogs have surrounded me, a band I let our brother Peter read. Verse 16 only.Now, this psalm is prophetic. It was not describing the situation and the condition of the psalmist. Why do I say that? Although David was writing this psalm, he said,Dogs have surrounded me.
Let the Lord be born. What the Lord has, banda sunak long rock. What the Lord has.
Was David literally surrounded by dogs? No.
Why?
Because he said in the next sentence, a band of evil men have encircled me.
Let the Lord be born.
In other words, these dogs would refer to the band of evil men. So the dogs mentioned in Psalm 22 verse 16 are not animals, but they are men who surrounded this person who was talking.
สุนัขนั้นไม่ใช่สัตว์แต่ที่เกี่ยวกับมนุษย
์ We get another clue who this person could be.
และคนนี้คือใคร
It says they have pierced my hands and my feet.
และเราก็อ่านในข้อนี้นะครับประโยคสุดท้ายเขาแทงมือแทงเท้าข้าพระองค์
In all the records concerning David in the Bible, we have never come across any experience where David's hands and feet have been pierced by nails. This was a reference to the crucifixion of criminals at that time, after that time.
ถึงการประหารชีวิตคนชั่วหลังจากสมัยนั้น
Why do I say after that time?
เราบอกว่าหลังจากสมัยนั้นทำไม
Crucifixion was never a Jewish punishment.
เพราะเหตุว่าชาวยิวไม่เคยประหารชีวิตและถึงคนวายบนไม้กางเขน
It was a Roman punishment.
เป็นแบบอย่างของชาวโรมัน
That was introduced in the time of Jesus Christ.
และชาวโรมันก็ใช้วิธีนี้ในสมัยพระเยซูคริสต์เจ้า
So David was never pierced in his hands and feet.
เพราะฉะนั้นดาวิดไม่มีใครเคยแทงมือและเท้า
And here we have a statement that dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil men have encircled me, and they have pierced my hands and my feet. These words can never, never, never point or refer to David. They must, in prophecy, point to someone else who would die and be crucified, who would be crucified and who would die. The second verse where dogs occurs in Psalm 22 is found in verse 20. Deliver my life from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dogs. Again, David never experienced this situation. He was pointing to something or some person ahead that had never been born yet. Therefore, as I said again, Psalm 22 is prophetic. We shall come back to this verse later on. Now, in the first verse, we read that the dogs will refer to a band of evil men encircling me. This could only refer to the Lord Jesus Christ. When he was on the cross, an evil man surrounded him. These were the dogs that surrounded the cross of Jesus Christ. They pierced his hands and his feet. So the dogs will refer to the evil men that crucified the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus died on the cross, being surrounded by these dogs. Psalm 22 is not only prophetic, it is also messianic. Let me tell you again how Psalm 22 is prophetic. The words used in this psalm definitely could not be speaking of David. Look at the first verse. It said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" David never said those words. But we learn from Matthew 27:46 that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I will talk more about this later on. Look again. In Psalm 22 verse 18, we read, "They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture." These very same words were quoted in John 19:24 when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. When the soldiers took the dress that Jesus was wearing, and because it was seamless, so precious, they did not want to tear it apart, but they gambled for it and see who would win the dress.
The Mutahan tea drink is a white man can out along for certain people.
Again, Psalm 22 is fulfilled in the Gospel in Matthew. Look again at these words. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Chapter 22, verse 22. The writer to the Hebrews said that Jesus would say these very words in time to come. Jesus one day, referring to all of us who had believed in him, would say, these are my brethren, as he presents them unto the Father. He, although was the Son of God, would never be ashamed of us who are the sons and daughters of God also when we believe in him. As I said just now, Psalm 22 is not only prophetic, but it's also messianic, meaning that the words in Psalm 22 point to a Messiah to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, one day when he met the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he said, these are the words, quoting Psalms, and they all speak concerning me. Jesus himself claimed that Psalms also wrote concerning him, his life, his suffering, and his resurrection. For example, again, let's see how these words in Psalm 22 relate to Jesus Christ on the cross. When Jesus was on the cross, he used the very words in Psalm 22 verse 1. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You can read about it in Matthew 27:46 and Mark 15:34. When Jesus came to the end of his time on the cross, when he was about to die, he cried out using the words of Psalm 22:15, my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Jesus on the cross said, I thirst. He was so thirsty that his tongue cleaved to the upper part of his mouth. Again, we hear about the wounds of Jesus on the cross. In chapter 22, verse 16, we read, they pierced my hands and my feet. We have no record of this in the gospel, in the Gospels, with the actual words being written. But all these words are summarized up in these words. They led him out to be crucified.
The ไปเพื่อตรึงไว้ที่ไม้กางเขน
When they crucified him they nailed his hands and his feet
เมื่อเขาตรึงพระเยซูไว้เขาก็แทงพระหัตถ์และพระบาทของพระองค
์ So that when he rose again on the third day and when he appeared to days after he appeared to his disciples Thomas who did not see him on the first day later on met himA week later.
แต่พระเยซูขึ้นมาจากตายพระองค์ได้ทรงปรากฏแต่สาวกได้โทรมาไม่ได้พบพระเยซูในวันนั้นแต่ได้พบพระเยซูอีกอาทิตย์อีกที่หนึ่ง
When the disciples told Thomas on the first time, for the first time, we saw Jesus, he said, unless I see him and put my hands into the nail prints in his hands and thrust my hands into the side.Of his body, I will never believe.
Thomas ก็ไม่ยอมเชื่อบอกว่าถ้าเราไม่ได้เอาเนื้อมือเข้าไปรอยแทงของพระเยซูหรือเอามือเข้าไปในพระศีรษะของพระองค์เราไม่ยอมเชื่อ
One week later, Jesus appeared to Thomas.
Let พระเยซูได้ทรงประกาศแก่ Thomas.
If Thomas, you do not believe, now look.These are my hands. Put your hands and touch the hand, the my hands and see the nail prints. Put your hand into my side and touch the spear print in my side.
พระเยซูบอกว่าโทมัสดูสินี่เป็นรอยแผลเอาเนื้อมือเข้าไปหรือเอามือมาเข้าสิครับ
Thomas did not want to do so.
โทมัสไม่ยอม
It was too much for him. He just bowed down and he said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Blessed are you. You have seen all these and you believe. But more blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed."
แต่คนที่มองไม่เห็นและเชื่อได้รับพระพรกว่าเขาไหม
And the Lord Jesus was referring to all of us who have never seen but will believe we are more blessed
และพระเยซูหมายความว่าพวกเราที่ไม่เคยเห็นรอยกระโปรงแต่เราเชื่อไว้วางใจและได้รับพระพร
When Jesus was on the cross again as I mentioned just now his clothes were gambled to fall
และเมื่อพระเยซูอยู่บนไม้กางเขนเขาจับฉลาก
Chapter 22 verse 18 they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture
แล้วได้เอาเรื่องนี้ในสัตว์ที่บนที่22ข้อที่18นะครับ
And this was quoted in John 19:22-24 These things happened to prove the what had been prophesied in Psalm 22 as fulfilled
และในพระธรรมยอห์นบทที่19ข้อ2324เราก็อ่านว่าสิ่งเหล่านี้เกิดขึ้นเพื่อจะให้เราเข้าใจว่าคำแปลก่อนของดาวิดสำเร็จ
Psalm 22 is not only prophetic messianic but it's also metaphoric
และรู้สึกว่าสัตว์นี้บทที่22เป็นภาพเรื่องพระเยซู
Metaphors that is figures of speech are used to describe certain conditions that were happening to the person mentioned in Psalm
22
especially experienced by his enemies for example we have in chapter 22 verse 12the bulls of Bashan
ในบทที่22ข้อ12นะครับเราโคผู้ล้อมข้าพระองค์โคผู้แข็งแรงแห่งบาซานล้อมข้าพระองค์ไว
้ All right our brother Peter has already read strong bulls of Bashan and circle me many bulls surround me
คุณพี่ได้อ่านแล้วเรื่องโคนั้น
These bulls of Bashan were very strong and fierce, and they were famous as those who would come from Bashan. These bulls were men, fierce men, aggressive men who would say all bad things and attack the victim on the cross.
โคนั้นไม่เป็นโคนหมายความว่าคนร้ายคนที่จะอยู่ล้อมรอบไม่ต้องแข็งของพระเยซู
Chapter 22 verse 13 there were also lions there
และในบทที่13เราได้อ่านเรื่องสิ่งนะครับมันอ้าปากว่าเข้าสายข้าพระองค์ดังสิงขณะการกัดจิและคำรามร้อง
There were ravening lions that would tear their victim into pieces, roaring lions to frighten their victims.
และนี่เป็นสิ่งที่ออกเสียงดังแล้วก็กัดกิน
They would not allow their victims to go free. They would shred the flesh of these victims until only the bones would be left.
Let's see, my young boy, see, he come along that in by their castle.
And they would roar as loud as they could to frighten away their enemies.
Let the ox in the pool to come lie, sir, throw away.
And who would be the chiefest lion at the cross of Jesus Christ?
The team I can sense in tea.
No doubt, it must be the devil himself. So that we read in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 that we need to beware because the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So.The ravening lions that tear the victims into pieces would devour and eat up their victims. And that's what we read in Isaiah chapter 38 verse 18 and compare that with 1 Peter 5 8.
Let's have a read Isaiah 38 verse 3 and 1 Peter 5 8
But these lions would not only devour but also deride. In other words, they would roar and they would say all sorts of things against the victim. You can read chapter 22 of Psalm, verses 6 to 8, and I let our Peter read to see what these lions will roar out.
Let my court be hot, King court be bad, how good a man, huh? On that court be hot, huh? How poor old Ben do door snore, be chai con, con got arm, racha go domin.ผู้ที่เห็นข้าพระองค์ก็ยอดหยันเขาปุยป่าและสันศีรษะใส่ข้าพระองค์เขามอบตัวไว้กับพระเจ้าให้พระองค์ช่วยเขาสิให้พระองค์ช่วยเขาเพราะพระองค์ทรงพอพระทัยในเขา
Let's look atThe actual situation at the time of Jesus Christ, at the lions that roar.
Let me begin to talk and
Luke chapter 23:35-37. Again, I let our brother Peter read, and you can compare that with what he read in Psalm 22.
Luke chapter 23, นะครับ, และข้อที่35ถึง37นะครับ, ก็ได้อ่านคำนี้ว่า, ตั้งแต่ข้อที่35นะครับ, ก็อ่านว่า, คนทั้งปวงก็ยืนมองดูพวกคุณนางก็ยอดเย้ยพระองค์ด้วยว่าเขาช่วยคนอื่นให้รอดได้ถ้าเขาเป็นพระคริสต์ของพระเจ้าที่ทรงเลือกไว้ให้เขาช่วยตัวเขาเองเถิดพวกทหารยอดหยันพระองค์ด้วยเขามาเอาเหล้าองุ่นเรียวส่งให้พระองค์แล้วว่าถ้าท่านเป็นกษัตริย์ของพวกยูโยช่วยตัวเองให้รอดเถิด
Who were those people who were there?
Try your own rock, I don't care.
Even the priests, religious priests who know better, they even derided Jesus on the cross.
พวกบริพุทธิคนจะรู้ว่าทำแบบนี้ไม่ได้ต้องโยนรอกเลยก่อนเลย
And there were the Roman soldiers who were there and who were making fun and ridiculing Jesus on the cross. And there were others who were punishing the Lord Jesus Christ, and they looked down upon him. They were like lions attacking him and putting him to pieces. Psalm 22 was a prophecy that pointed to the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross so many hundreds of years ago. Now, let us look at the surrounding dogs that were trying to catch the victim. Who were they? The maiming of the victim by the dogs. They came in order to injure the victim. Now, what kind of dogs would these be? Psalm 59, 6 and verse 14 say that these dogs would be stray dogs walking in the streets, and anything they could find, they would eat or would tear into pieces. These were the kind of dogs, the people that would be waiting and catching the Lord in order to put him into a place where they would victimize him. Chapter 22, verse 16. We read that these dogs would surround him. Then we look at these men who would surround him. John chapter 18, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, Judas and the priest and the others, they would come and surround him, and they would say, "Hail, King Jesus!" And would Judas would even kiss him. They surrounded Jesus with the intention to kill him. They brought Jesus to the court of the Jews, and he was surrounded even by the religious officials, the high priests and the other officers of the Sanhedrin, and they judged him. In the praetorium, we find Jesus again surrounded by the Roman soldiers, and they make fun of him and they cried out, "If you be the King of the Jews, hail!" And they wanted to, they crowned him with a crown of thorns and put upon him a purple robe. Jesus was surrounded by dogs. But look, when Jesus was on the cross at Calvary, was he surrounded? All his disciples, they forsook him and fled away. These were the disciples who should be supporting him and who would stand by him, but they fled and they ran away. But note, there was one more. Even God also had to forsake him.
Let me forget you. You will not come. For John, God, let him.
so that he had to cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The disciples forsook him because they were afraid. They were afraid that their enemies, the dogs, would associate them with Jesus and would victimize them as well. So they fled away. God did not run away from Jesus because he was frightened of the consequences. God had to go away, not forsake him, not forsaking him, but had to leave him because Jesus was bearing our sins on his own body on the tree. He was the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And because he was bearing the sins of the world upon his shoulders, and God was holy, God had to forsake him. The word forsake is not to give up on, but rather to mean leave him because of the sin upon him. So on the cross, Jesus was alone. He stood alone. The disciples were not there. Even God his Father was not there. Let us try to eavesdrop what he said when he was on the cross. Although he was suffering on the cross, he opened his mouth at least 7 times. Firstly, concerning those dogs that put him on the cross, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Then he looked down, he saw his mother, and he saw the disciple whom he loved. And he said to the disciple whom he loved, John, he said, John, this is your mother. And he said to his mother, Mother, this is your son. To John, he said, take your mother home to be with you. Third time he was on the cross together with two other benefactors. One said to him, if you be the Lord Jesus Christ, come down thyself, save yourself and save us. The other one said, You are not grateful. You deserve to be punished. You have done wrong. You deserve to die. But he has nothing done amiss. And the fourth utterance was this. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? After that, fifth time, he said, I thirst. He was about to die. He was hanging there for some hours already. Under the scorching sun, he thirsted. Sixth time, he cried out as he was near the last minutes of his life on earth, it is finished. The work he had come to do, he had completed. now he can offer the gift of salvation to all those who would come to him. Having finished his work, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." I'd like you to note three of his utterances. First one, "Father, forgive them." Fourth one, right in the middle of the seven, "My God, my God." Last one, "My Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." He began with, "My Father, forgive them." He went to the middle, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Last one, "Into your hands, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Father, "My God, Father." In the middle, God forsook him. God was no more his father, so to speak. Because God was carrying this, Jesus was carrying the sins of the world upon his own shoulders on the tree. The last was, God returned to him, and he returned to God and said, "Father." Because his work had finished. Now, let us carry on. So you see, he stood alone for you and for me. And we must ask, must Jesus there be alone on the cross? He had to be alone because of your sin and my sin. I'd like to go on. Chapter 22, verse 16. We find that he was pierced, and his hands and his feet. Now, Psalm 22, verse 20 is a very interesting verse. It reads, "Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog." Deliver my soul from the sword. Now it's interesting to see that Zechariah chapter 13 verse 7, it says that God, my fellow, God would lift his sword against his fellow. And who would be his fellow? His only son. We often sing the hymn in our morning worship, in our prayer, in our Lord's Supper. Jehovah lifted up his sword and it fell on thee. Now, I'd like to draw your attention to the word, "Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power." That's the literal word, the Hebrew word, darling. This word darling in Hebrew is yakit, means one alone, only, as of an only child. You remember yesterday we were talking about Isaac? God told Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, the only son that you love, and give me, he gave him as a burnt offering for me. And Abraham did, but Abraham was not allowed to give his son as a sacrifice. He was spared.
Then I just Abraham my die car. He's a half.
Now God was going to give his only son, his beloved son, his darling son, for you and for me because of your sins, that he can forgive you.
And I call thee, Prajao Ja Towa, the high problem on the control of your life.
I'd like you to look at the next word. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. The word power literally in Hebrew is from a word which means a hand. The open hand.
Come on, read that. My pastor Hebrew, my father,
in other words, this darling was in the hand of the dog. Who is this dog? The devil himself would like to have the Lord Jesus Christ in his clutches. And the Lord cried out, deliver me, as it were, from the hands of the dog. The father had forsaken, had left him because of the sins that he was carrying on the cross, on his own body. Oh Father, deliver your son from the hands of the dog.
Let his foot of your control.
Please note the last words of the words of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Luke 23:46 says, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Father, deliver me from the hands of the dog. And the Lord stretched out his hand to deliver him, and he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. The son was delivered from the hands of the devil, of the dog, to the hands of the father. Oh, how wonderful. The father did not forsake him. The father returned to him to save his darling son. Now, I end with these very beautiful words. The son delivered from the hands of the dog is now in the hands of God, and together, father and son stretch out their hands to save sinners like you and me. Isaiah chapter 50 verse 2, and God is challenging us. Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Do you think that you are so bad a sinner that God cannot save you? Is my hand shortened that I cannot save you? No matter what your sin is, do you think that he has no power to deliver you? He has the power to deliver his sons, who has all the sins of the world upon his own shoulders, and yet he must be able to deliver you. He who created the world and the universe, his hands are not shortened to deliver you also. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear.
ข้อนี้อิสยาห์บทที่59ข้อนั้นบอกว่าพระหัตถ์ของพระองค์ไม่สั้นเกินไปและหูของพระองค์ก็ไม่หลวงใจยินทุกคำของเรา
Is there anyone here who thinks that your sin is so great that you can never be delivered by God?
มีสักคนหนึ่งที่มีความคิดในใจว่าพระเจ้าช่วยเราไม่ได้เหรอ
If God's hand can deliver His Son from the hand of the dog, He can deliver you from the hand of the devil himself. John chapter 10, 27 to 30, the Lord Jesus Christ He said, My sheep hear my voice, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
พระเยซูบอกว่าเราแกะของเราได้ยินเสียงของเราและรอให้เขามีชีวิตนิรันดร์และเขาจะไม่พินาศและไม่มีใครจะชิงเขาออกจากพระหัตถ์ของเรา
Can you see the picture now? You are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
ท่านทั้งหลายก็อยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเยซู
And no one can pluck you out of your hand, out of his hand. Don't let people tell you that if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be lost again. His hand is not that weak. His hand is so strong. Once you are in his hands, you are secure. To make doubly sure, he continues to say this. John chapter 20, verse 28, My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and all no man can able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Do you see the picture now? You have been delivered from the hands of the dog.
เราก็พ้นจากมือของสุนัข
You have been delivered from the hands of the devil.
เราพ้นจากมือของมารซาตาน
You are now in the hands of Jesus Christ.
เราก็อยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเยซู
And you are now in the hands of the Father.
และอยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระบิดา
So here you are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ.
เราก็อยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเยซู
And surrounding the hands of Jesus Christ are the hands of God.
พระหัตถ์ของพระบิดาก็อยู่รอบพระมากพระหัตถ์ของพระเยซู
You are doubly protected
รู้สึกว่าเรามีความรอดที่แน่นอน
And as we have seen in the past the two birds are one
เราเห็นว่าพระเจ้ากับพระบิดาเป็นอันเดียวกัน
The two goats are one
และแพะสองตัวก็เป็นหนึ่ง
So the two hands are one
และพระหัตถ์ของพระบิดาและพระเยซูเป็นอันเดียวก
ั
น
I and my father are one
พระบิดากับเราเป็นอันหนึ่งอันเดียวกัน
Who can ever take you out of the Lord's hand?
ใครสามารถให้เราลุดออกจากพระหัตถ์ของ
Who can ever take you out of the Father's hand?
ใครสามารถให้เราลุดพ้นจากพระหัตถ์ของพระบิดา
Who can ever take you out of the Lord's hands and the Father's hands?
ใครสามารถให้เราออกจากพระหัตถ์พระเยซูและพระหัตถ์ของพระบิดาได
้ Yeah, one.
ก็เป็นอันหนึ่งอันเดียวกัน
Be sure, most importantly, that you are in the hands of Jesus Christ and of God.
ให้เรามีความแน่ใจว่าเราอยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเยซูและอยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเจ้า
That's the most important thing.
สำคัญมาก
After that, you need not have to worry whether you can get lost again.
เมื่อเราอยู่ในพระหัตถ์ของพระเจ้าเราไม่ต้องกลัวว่าจะพินาศไป
So, with that, I endOur story on the dogs, the bulls, and the lions. We have already finished. The lamb, we have finished the goat, and we have finished the dogs, the bulls, lions, and dogs.
Look at some of the pets, some of the ma, who, soon, dog, salt, and that.
Tomorrow, we have opportunity, we shall go on to the fish. And the bird that saw.We'll see you tomorrow then, and have a good remembrance of the Lord, who died, was buried, and rose again. And tomorrow, all the people, all the Christians, we believe, will meditate upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let from each heart, I am alive, the มาสการที่จบของพระเจ้ารับสิงหาสนิทและพรุ่งนี้เช้าทั่วโลกพี่น้องคริสเตียนกันจะคิดถึงวันที่พระเยซูทรงเป็นขึ้นมาจากความตาย
โอเค Thank you very much. We'll give to you.